Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're doing well. We're going to be talking again about SEO in this video, and we're going to be talking about one of the ranking factors that Google does on your website. So this is more than a theory because it has been proven. But one of the ways that Google ranks your website is based on how users interact with your website. And what I mean by interacting is when they do a search for a particular query and your website's in the search results, how they interact with that search result. So when they go and click on your link to your website, are they bouncing back to the search and looking at another result? That's one of the very first ranking factors that Google performs on your website. And that allows Google to understand, is your website answering the question that that searcher has? So if people are bouncing back off your website and looking back at the search results, more than likely your website isn't actually optimized for that search term and it's not helpful. So Google will mark you down for that. The other ranking factor in regards to user engagement is the engagement on the website itself. So if someone goes to your website and then starts to scroll down the page or goes to another page in your website and scrolls down the page in that one, Google actually measures that result in the search and they measure it using Google Chrome. And this has actually been proven via search engine manipulation by SEO people. And there's tools out there. I have one of them open here on my screen. It's called CTR Booster. And what this tool does is it will go and perform Google searches and it will click the search results. And you can actually manipulate the search results in your favor purely based on how this bot is interacting with the search results. So in this example, this is really for my brand terms. I'm not going to go into the other uses that I have for this tool because they're unique to my business. But if it was your business, you'd maybe be trying to rank for things like IT support in your local area. So that would be one of the things in your search. It would in your keyword list there would be IT support in your local area. And then you put in your website here, your website address, and then you do a Google's, you know, it's going to be the Google search engine you're going to use. And then you just basically say how many times you want this bot to visit your website and how many times you want it to actually perform the search. If you're going to go down this route, you have to be wary that Google's getting smarter all the time. So it will at some point know when you're trying to manipulate the search. So you have to kind of fly under the radar with this. So you really need to know what your current search volume is. So like how many people are searching for IT support in your local area at the moment on a monthly basis. Say it's 1,000, for example. So really you want to maybe be doing about 20% extra searches. So you maybe actually want 200 searches within here, so the limit for the month would be 200 additional searches, and it basically allows you to fly under the radar. You're not going to get marked down as spam or someone that's attempting to manipulate the search, even though you are. Anyway, the name of the tool is CTR Booster. It's really useful. There's proxies available for this as well, so you can do it from different locations using the proxy. And you can manipulate not only the search results, you can manipulate the suggested search. So when you start typing something into Google, it gives you like the rest of the query that you're maybe looking for or a suggestion. You can basically manipulate that as well using this tool. I mean, that's just a little, I guess it's a black hat technique. We don't really cover black hat techniques here at IT Rockstars, but it's one that works. If you want to find out more tips like this, more on the sort of white hat side of stuff, check out the website seowithscott.com, where you can get access to a resource that'll go into a little bit more depth on what is actually working now in regards to ranking your website up the top of the search. Take it easy. I'll catch you later. Bye.